And so Baltimore Slumlord Watch has outed slumlords who own multiple properties. That's fair to say?
Most of them do. Most of them own, you know, there's a lot of sort of mom and pop property owners who they might own, you know, one or two or five. But there are quite a few that own dozens, if not hundreds, across the city.
And what percentages of those slumlords live in Baltimore City?
None of them.
So none of the slumlords that you out generally live in Baltimore City?
No, there's a small handful that live, like, in the northern part of the city. They live in nicer neighborhoods than, obviously, where their blighted properties are located. But most of them, the vast majority of them, don't even live in Baltimore City.
And what has city government done to help you pursue these people?
City government, the housing attorneys have been really amazing. Like, not long ago, I went through probably 4 years of receivership and injunction filings for all of our city attorneys. So it was a lot of research. But I found that they're really diligent about filing these cases, and they're really diligent about sticking with them and making sure that hopefully the disposition of the case is something that the property owner or the neighborhood can be happy with.